cause we gotta do this, that love to hit, polarize the link, when I smash mouthpiece, slicing up teeth, like Mike Singletary, forever repping the seat, making pop a rare crap, giving Chicago something to shout about, we the Rams, monsters. Hello and welcome to this edition to Panda and Grizzly Show with me, Fredo. That's Brian on your right. And Marvin's on the bottom. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Of course, Ashley brought me some food, so I was right on time.
Hey, what's he eating for dinner tonight?
Some Packers. Always.
Today we actually get some rice getty because I don't eat spaghetti. Rice with spaghetti stuff.
I hate this dude. I hate this dude. This motherfucker.
He said that once.
He's making spaghetti and he came and it was that shit. I was pissed off. Oh man, you just eating etouffee in. That's what you're eating with no shrimp in it. That's all.
It's delicious.
The most ghetto shit I ever seen in my life.
Maybe.
And pasta is cheap too, so that ain't make any sense.
It's awesome.
Your mama pones. Woo! What's up, your mama? How you doing?
What up, man?
How you doing, man? Thanks for listening. And you've been, I believe you're following us and you're also contributing, which is great. And we love that. So if you really like us, please hit the subscribe button. If you already have, spread the word, man.
If you don't like us, please hit the subscribe button, please. I appreciate it.
If you don't, just still
I don't
do
care.
It.
Even if you don't like us,
hit the button. And if you do, maybe you get some rice getty. So you never know.
You never know. I'm just waiting for.
Nobody wants that shit.
I'm cornbread the best, too.
Obviously, yes, you are, sir.
He's gonna leave.
Nah.
Right.
He says, I watch out of hate.
That's the best.
That is the best. Okay. So Marvin's having some technical difficulties, and I got a visitor. Hey, babe. How you doing?
Why is that? And I got a visitor.
Because you're a visitor. Yep. So there you are, man.
This damn ghost, man.
The ghost.
This shit came from your house to mine every time. Like, shit is wack as all. Wack as
hell. We all know. Now I know the ghost is now Bella. That's what it is.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. Want to say hi real quick? Yeah. Hold on.
I just came over here to see you. Hi.
Hey, Bella.
Huh?
Say go Bears.
Go Bears.
Yeah. You having a good time, Bella?
Yeah.
All right. Well, your friends over here want to see you, so we'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, see ya.
I need it, mate.
Yeah, go ahead. Eat your mac and cheese. All right, guys. So, we got that out of the way.
The only family safe part of the night.
That's it. So, everything else is... Everything goes.
Breast.
Boobs, yeah. Rice spaghetti. Everything goes. Nothing gives a shit. All right, so here we go, man. We are doing... Oh, did it wrong. Hold on. Is that American Gladiators you're humming?
Yep.
Wow, good call. I had to pull that.
Nitro, Turbo... Lace.
Blazer.
Blazer.
Laser.
Blazer. Yes.
Stepping up with a Blopolis.
Michelle.
I don't remember Michelle. I just remember Lace.
That's Dodgeball.
That's Dodgeball.
So this week we're talking about week 14 and 15 preview special. We're talking about their matchup. And I believe those teams are the Fudge Packers. Oh, wait, real quick. So, guys, I don't know if you know this. I just found out today this pretty much happened. Peanut got enshrined. Former Bears star cornerback Charles Peanut Tillman enjoyed a special weekend highlighted by Saturday's introduction into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. But before he was selected by the Bears second round of the '03 draft, Tillman had a four-year starter at university, where he recorded 284 tackles and 12 picks, 7 fumble recoveries. Like, that's where he probably learned the punches. Oh, along with 3 blocked punts. He excelled as a student, earning as a criminal justice degree in 3.5 years. Peanut says he's extremely grateful and honored to represent the state of Louisiana and join the distinguished group of individuals. Tillman is also part of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame class of 2020, which finally enshrined Saturday after ceremonies were delayed from last year due to COVID. Other members of the class include NBA player Kerry Kittles, sportscaster Tim Branato, and longtime member Harlem Grove Chowder Sweet Lou Dunbar.
That's the most important person right there, Sweet Lou.
Mm-hmm. So I believe he's up for Hall of Fame this year. I think he's on a ballot, if I'm not mistaken.
You think he should make it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. You guys think Peanut is going to make it?
He should make it. He changed DBs. He's probably not as high up as Sanders, you know. And right. He's probably not that high.
Colonel Sanders?
You can't say Deion on this stuff. No, I'm saying sentence.
Mm-mm. But however, he did revolution and he changed a lot. And he brought back causing the fumbles, you know, with the punch. So one of his thing kickstarted was Bears and Vikings, where he went one on one with Moss and he denied his ass. So,
I mean,
that was in his rookie season. So I think
that if he got in, Bears fans were like, oh, that's nice. But like everybody else would be like, who?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
I mean,
I feel like
name some DBs that aren't in that you think should be in. It's not just, I mean, like, there is not a real, you Sherman. Know.
I don't think he's in that.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, I'm just saying it's not a real, what am I trying to say? Flash? Not, I mean, the guys are flashy, yeah. But like, it's like offensive linemen. And then it's like DBs, you know what I mean?
Right.
Safeties are even like more, you know, vaunted than DBs are, mm-hmm. and quarterbacks are. You know, it's they're kind of at the bottom of the list. I feel like even offensive linemen get more love in the Hall of Fame than DBs do.
Yeah, I mean,
I can name you 20 Hall of Fame offensive linemen that are in there right now. I couldn't name you 20 DBs that are in there.
All right, so. I was looking at top DBs out there. The only one that's on the list that's even, I think, really a Hall of Famer is LeRoy Butler. LeRoy Butler.
I agree with that.
For the Packers. He should be in the Hall of Fame. But besides that, I was looking at the list. It's like the older DBs where you're nothing like the DBs of the day. These lockdown corners. So the problem I have with Peanut is that he's not really a lockdown corner. He's a great football player, you know, and I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame or Hall of Very, Very Good. You know,
I mean,
that's that question. I mean, I don't know.
I can see him slipping in there in the end, like, you know.
But not first ballot. Like, this is
how long do they have eligibility for the Hall of Fame?
Is it 10 years after your first 5 years? You got 10 years, and then you got to wait for like 20 before you get back on the ballot?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, something I mean. That.
Maybe like maybe 72. I say he's not. I want him to go in, of course, because we're all Bears fans, and I think he rightfully deserves it. However, he needs to have another consistent vote. So you got to have certain percentages of whatever. But yes, hopefully one day he will, and I'm sure he will make it.
And part of that there's less to judge a DB on. You get passes defended. Interceptions and tackles.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, other stuff is bad stuff, like yards against, touchdowns against, stuff like that.
Right.
So it's just, harder.
I think all that's minor stats. I think don't forget, he's been honorable mention and or have won the Walter Payton Award.
He's a wonderful man. He's probably one of the best.
That's got nothing to do with you playing football well.
That's not, very little to do with football. He's one of the wonderful guys ever. When you think about the Bears defense from the 2000s, who do you think of? You think of Brian Urlacher, which is on my shit list, whatever. You think of Lance Briggs, right?
Yeah.
Is Peanut Tillman higher than Lance Briggs?
Ooh.
Lance Briggs is not a Hall of Famer. Briggs is a Hall of Very Good.
That's difficult because Briggs was overshadowed by Urlacher.
I agree. I think Briggs has all the talent that he should.
And don't forget Roosevelt Colvin, I believe, right? He was on the other Colvin side.
for the first 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see in the future. So the next thing I saw was Jalen Johnson, top DB. Because
what was I about to say? I had something and it went away.
Uh oh. Okay.
No, but go ahead. I'll interrupt you in a moment.
Thank you. With the release of veteran Kyle Fuller, Jalen Johnson is expected to become the Bears' top cornerback this season, and that's just fine with the second year pro. He states, excuse me, it's something I've been working on my whole life, Johnson said. It's not just after 1 year, of course, that's a rookie year and that's his hardest. So just being able to learn from that is just trying to take it all of my preparation throughout the years of playing football and being the leader throughout high school throughout college. So he was selected second round in the 2020 draft after the first 13 games of his rookie season before being signed by a shoulder injury. He registered 44 tackles and tied for ninth in the NFL for 15 pass breakups. Now, I don't remember none of that. That probably came in the second half of the season when they had that one streak where it was like four winning streak. Maybe some of them those came against Houston, you know. But I don't remember. I remember him getting burnt a lot.
Well, This is what I remember. I remember that they did not throw to the other side of the field. They only attacked him.
Right.
When Kyle Fuller was there, they did. Everyone's talking about Kyle Fuller didn't get any interceptions. It's because they didn't throw the damn ball to Kyle Fuller.
Exactly.
They knew. They're like, look, let's choose this guy or that guy. Well, let's go to Jalen Johnson every single time. Right. And he did. And he's good. Press coverage, he is good. But he takes a lot of false steps. And that is why he gets burnt a little, you know.
Yeah.
He looked like toast a couple times. He did. I think that when he showed that he can play press coverage. I don't know. He's your number one DB. If he's your number one, who's your number two? Like, you know, I guess the Bears' answer is Desmond Trufant.
Right.
He's
number three.
Another accident.
I feel like you talked about him getting burnt, and you mentioned a good thing about the false steps. I think as a rookie, he probably was trying to be hyper aggressive, and then people that knew. Like receivers that knew what the hell they were doing, like, all right, he's leaning over this way and I'm just gonna go past him. Like I know he's, you know, showing what he's doing, and veteran receivers are just beating the mess out of him. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a growing thing that, you know, with good coaching and stuff he can get out of when he gets more confidence about his ability and stuff like that. I think he's got the ability, he's even got good measurables and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that everybody, he's like, oh man, I'm going up against DeAndre Hopkins. Ooh, you know what I mean? Like everybody's got jitters. I think he's got the skills to be better, and we're gonna depend on him to be so. And like you're right, is having Kyle Fuller on. Oh, look, I'm what's the dude on the Rams that used to be with us? I guess 8 sacks this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Aaron Donald's over there. What are you talking about? you're not that good, guy. So, yeah. I can't remember his name. Who am I talking about?
What is his name? Oh my god!
6'6" guy, 215 pounds.
215, yeah.
Leonard Floyd.
Leonard Floyd, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
not 8 sacks good.
Okay.
I did read a lot about Johnson when we were studying before about our defense, and what he said is he had to learn how to play the run a lot more because the Bears weren't stopping the run. So you know. they had to learn how to play the run more, and that's what made him more aggressive towards the line of scrimmage, because he had to help in the run game. But if they could handle the run game a little bit more, then he wouldn't have all those problems with the false steps, because he's fast. Don't get me wrong. He's a 4-3 guy. He's very fast. He has good hips. So maybe him, you know, having a year under his belt, us being better run defenders, will help Jalen Johnson, honestly. I mean, maybe. I'm not going to say, like, for sure, but, I mean, he's definitely our best corner we got right now.
Well, as of right now, isn't just like an offensive lineman, you block first and then move second, or you run out, you know, for the screen or whatever, or just like, you know, a defensive end also, you rush to try to get the quarterback. If your blocker takes off, pretty much you got to pretty much follow him, because, you know, they're letting you in for a reason.
On defense, you got to stay in your gap.
Right.
I'm thinking, I'm right here. This is space I got to make sure nobody, because you chase that dude, then they're going past you. I think that there's a point to what he's saying, but that's also an experience thing. You know what right. I mean? If so, and this is something that, you know, younger Richard Sherman was better at. He knows how to play, and he knows how to play in the area where he needs to be at. So he can come up and help with that. And he's got to find that comfortable thing. Like, hey, I know if I'm in this area, I can still do what I need to do, but I can still be here to assist with this. If the run gets past my line, he's mm-hmm. got to get that comfortableness with his skills, with his footwork, with everything that he does to do that. You know, that's what great corners have. Everybody on that field on defense got to be able to help with everything. You right. know, if it's a pass and it's a thing, the defensive lineman better get his butt over there if it comes back mm-hmm. his way. You know what I mean? So yep. you just have to – these are all mental things that can be fixed. You can't right. fix being slow. You can't fix, you know, not being able to jump.
You can't or being stupid. You know, being stupid. Right. Yeah, like, you can't fix stupid. You can't,
right.
you know.
Right.
But what you can do is tell him, Jalen Johnson, go study some Kyle Fuller tape. Because you know what? He did defend the run pretty well, and he did a good job defending the pass. So that's – I'm not asking him to be Deion Sanders. Like, he don't have to be on Revis Island. He mm-hmm. needs just be able to play like Kyle Fuller played. I'm less worried about him and more worried about the fact on the other end, there's no him over there.
Right. So I think, we'll just have to wait and see. Let's hope he steps up. Who knows? Maybe he's going to have an MVP year. Hopefully. So you never know. You know,
Andy Goldman could be the reason why he does better. You never
right,
know.
Right, because there's a run. So Smithlecker, that's what I named it. Sorry, I guess it's raining and then the pump kicked in again. So
you're fine.
Hey, as an adult man, also that has a house. That's the best sound you ever can hear when it's raining outside.
Yeah, that's big adult energy.
When you don't hear that, that's when it's a problem. It's nothing you can do about that. You gotta fix it. I love hearing that thing in the middle of the night. Oh man.
You turn it over, you're like, oh yeah, that sounds so good.
Right.
Exactly. So the Bears inside linebacker, Roquan Smith, has been selected as one of the NFL's top players under 25 years old by NFL.com. Nick Shook. Smith, who turned 24 in April, had a breakout 2020 season, which he finished seventh in the NFL with career high and team leading 139 tackles, second with 96 solo tackles, and second with 18 tackles for loss, which is the most tackles for a loss by a Bear player since Hall of Fame middle linebacker Brian Urlacher. He had 19 in 2002. Smith is the only NFL player to record at least 100 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 2 picks. He picked off 2 passes in week 16 to win over the Jaguars. I don't think that should even count. Becoming the first Bears linebacker with 2 interceptions in the game since Lance Briggs in 2008, and the only NFL linebacker to accomplish that feat in 2020. So there's a lot of potential with him.
It's not even potential.
He's one of the best middle linebackers in the game right now.
Yeah.
He is, and
the younger than 25 thing, that's amazing. Yeah. A good linebacker can play to he can play he legit can play like another 8 years and mm-hmm. you know and be great. And this is something that the Bears have had some luck in, you know, in the past. But like I'm excited about him as a player. I think he's got his mind right. I think that, you know, the basis of what you're supposed to be able to do well as a linebacker, tackle, he does amazing at it. You know, we had a lot of problems with other guys in tackling last year. I don't know what was going on with that, but, you know, I think he's going to be there, and they need to – I don't know when his contract's up. They need to get his dude some money because you don't – this is
– No, he has to be a mainstay. There's no question. You have to pay him. He's not just a Pro Bowl type of linebacker. This is an all-pro type of linebacker. Yeah. He has that type of skills. You know, honestly, I was watching him and watching Leonard Floyd. I felt like he's a better rusher than Leonard Floyd is. He's a better pass defender than Leonard Floyd was from outside linebacker. So, I mean, he has skills at all linebacker spots. You can do anything with him. He's the type of guy, if you blitz him, he's going to get eight sacks in a season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he puts a lot of pressure, but he also makes up for a lot of mistakes.
So it says here the Bears exercised their fifth-year option on center linebacker Roquan Smith and secured him for the 2022 season at a reasonable salary of $9.7 million. Now, we all know that is very reasonable.
Because he's going to make $16 million next year. He's going to make $16 million.
Kramer saying
that's a little bit early for that. You got to do a lot to be a Hall of Fame linebacker.
You said future.
And I'm just saying in general, you know how many great linebackers it is? When you have this stuff in your mind, like about these positions, everybody is voting to think about all the other people that are in there and then the guys that aren't in there. You're compared to everybody else for a position. It's like QB. Are they as good as Dan Marino was or whoever else is and stuff like that? So you have to do a lot. And I think that this year, you know, this is going to be a breakout year for him. And then they're going to be like, all right, we got to negotiate this contract. And it needs to be something good for seven, 8 years or something like that.
Yeah. He's gonna get a 5-year $90 million contract. Something like that.
Well, good. He's here for 5 more years after that then.
Well, so. I mean, and what I'm saying, this guy, even if he's really good, a lot of talent, but even to be a top Bears quarterback, linebacker, amazing. Like you have to be the best of the best of the best.
Right.
Like Brian Urlacher was a Hall of Famer, but he might only be the third best quarterback linebacker of all time for the Bears.
Maybe third.
Maybe three. Could be fourth.
Right.
You know, like that, and that's how good you have to be to be a Bears linebacker. So I'm saying he has all pro talent, but you have to do this day after day after day.
And if it comes easy to him, that shouldn't be an issue. If he goes out there and has fun.
And this is Brian's favorite point to bring up, the Eddie Goldman effect. Mm-hmm. He did this stuff last year with people in his face, with guards coming up to block him and stuff like that because they were getting past the defensive tackles and they were getting up to the second level.
Right.
You have Hicks and him stopping those people from releasing to the second level. Hey, I'm going to just run around. This gives me 2006, 2005, Keith Trailer energy, you know, with just big fat guys blocking stuff.
Keith Trailer energy.
Clogging stuff up. I'm like, what you call Tunga and the dude they just hired? He's a stump. Mm-hmm. All we need is some stumps. Just sit here.
That's all you do.
Let us back, do back. Let us do our work back here.
Yep.
So you all you do is get a stump and a big ass rock. And let the linebackers do what they need to do.
Like he said, Taylor. It was Taylor and Ted Washington.
Urlacher
had the best season that year because he got all the sacks. He got the tackles for loss because you had three people blocking those two big monsters.
Yeah. That was one of the Fat Guy Hall of Fame moments when he had the interception and ran down the field.
Oh, my God.
Trying to pass down the
so big, he was like...
Yeah. He's like hot potato.
He didn't get tackled. He just fell down because he was fat.
Yeah, like, oh, he just got tired.
No, he was looking for someone to tackle. He was like, "You, come here."
It's in his contract. You only run 10 yards after you get the ball for a lineman.
Right.
That's it. It's in his contract. So speaking of linemen, one of the answers, Jenkins is very itchy, by the way. One of the answers of the Bears' second-round pick, Tevin Jenkins, gave during a recent interview demonstrating how eager he is to develop as an NFL rookie. Asked last week, the final day of the offseason program, whether he'd like training camp to start the next day, the tackle said, "It's just more work for me. That's exactly what I need, so I'd be happy with it because I just want to keep on perfecting my craft so I'd be 100%. Okay? Exactly just like that. Another reason Jenkins' enthusiasm about training camp is that after participating in the non-contact OTAs and mini camp practices in the offseason, the physical 6'6", 320 will be able to work out in pads for the first time as a pro. I'm actually very excited to put on the pads. It's been, however, many months for me, and I've been missing that sound, missing that feeling, and I'm very excited to get back out there." I understand what he's saying because the simple fact that if I haven't played football in a while, it's that clinking of iron, that pushing and aggressiveness and all that crashing of the plastic, that sound I do miss. So I understand what he's coming from. At the same time, just like who broke his arm last year in London? Was it Goldman?
No, that
or
was,
Hicks? That
was years ago, Hicks.
Okay, so yeah, a couple years ago.
His elbow.
He was right. He was so excited to come back because I think he was off suspension or something. And when he came in, like not too long into that game, his first game back, he messed up his arm. You know, he got hyperextended. My concern with this kid is exactly that. He's going to get so excited and unfortunately, something will happen. I hope nothing happens to him, but I've been in situations, and I've seen situations like this.
I don't even think that's the same thing. Let me tell you one thing, and you know this too. We was all fat guys, and Brian was a semi-fat guy. He played tight end. When you do 7-on-7 and whatever else, and whenever you have this pre-training camp practice, linemen might as well just be doing strength training. Because all you're hitting pads and you're doing footwork and technique and stuff like that. You don't get to compete like the tight ends and the DBs and the linebackers do. You don't get to compete like the QBs do. You're just standing there during that time. Okay. That's the thing he's missed. He sees his boys out there at all the clips is Justin Fields throws a bomb and stuff like that. He's probably like, "Man, I want Khalil over here. Let me see what that's like to see what it's like up again." No, I'm serious. That's
you don't want that smoke.
I guarantee you that's what somebody like Tevin Jenkins wants. He's like, I need to see where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil's top, you know, five guy in the league. I want to see where I'm at. Give me everything you got. If you embarrass me, you embarrass me. I'm only getting better. Mm-hmm. That's the smoke that I would want.
Why is he gonna get
awesome. But you don't get that. You don't get that from minicamp for an offensive lineman or for a defensive lineman. You're just
you're playing patty cake.
Right. You know, so I 100% wanted to feel like that. And I would, if I was Tevin Jenkins, I'm not going to talk shit to Khalil Mack, but I'll be, "Hey, man, when we get out here,
I'll call him sir all the time. Like, yes, sir.
Khalil Mack, sir, give me everything you get. I want you, you're the best. I need to go up against the best all the time. And it's only going to make me better."
Yep.
That's what I'm saying to him.
He is
like, "No." And if he says no, I'll be like, "Bitch. Real quiet," and then you go with my ass anyway.
I'll be like, "Hey, Robert Quinn, come on my side real quick. Let me graduate to Khalil Mack first. All right, let's do this first, and then I'll graduate to Khalil Mack before he knocks me and picks me up and puts me on my ass."
That's funny.
No, but I mean,
I want to say this with him. I would rather the Bears, you know, go through whatever they're going to do for training camp. I think they should go get Russell Okung. I don't think Russell Okung is has to be your main left tackle. But I think
he's available.
He's still available. He's still available. I honestly think for $2 million, $3 million, you could go get him. I would have him as my backup left tackle and have him show him how to do things. Show him how to be. Mm. And he can go play right tackle, too. Russell Kahn could play either side. I would think he would be my backup champ, my backup. I'd be like,
all
right.
I am all with you for any fat guy related things. I am against spending any money that's not towards a quarterback, a free agent quarterback, a free agent DB.
We need that
$3 million for a DB. We do.
Yeah.
We need to sell them damn hot dog machines in the stadiums. We get that towards a DB too. We got like $6 in change left to get somebody.
I'm telling you, you trade somebody, do whatever you need to do. I think you need to have that backup left tackle.
I mean, they've got backup left tackles, but I get what you're saying. You need about to have a good.
Put them in a box, put all their money in there, and then wrap that shit up and send it to somebody else, and then go get Russell Kahn. Because you want to be a professional.
I'm telling you, on Friday this week is the second, and then in the first week of July, all this stuff about to happen.
Yep.
Russell Okung is going to get picked up on the team, and he's going to play. He's still.
They said the best team that called him was the Bears. I'm just saying.
So, speaking of the Bears.
Really? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
that transition was smooth as crunchy peanut butter, boy.
Yep. that smooth at all? No. But yeah.
Speaking of what we're talking about tonight,
yes. I just gotta keep it moving, guys. It's. Nothing's wrong with crunchy peanut butter, by the way. I really don't I kind of want some apples and celery with that shit now. So anyway,
thanks. You can't make sandwiches with crunchy peanut butter jelly. It rips up the bread, man.
That's why you don't use it for sandwiches.
Right. Ashley does it. She puts the smooth peanut butter on the first layer, and then she puts the crunchy on top of that layer. It's amazing. I love you, babe.
You can't go double peanut butter.
You got to try it. Matter of fact, next time you go to my house, double peanut butter for you. You'll get it.
You know what?
You're getting it.
So, what? There's no other peanut butter but crunchy.
Guys got to have both, man. You have both. We get thick layer of peanut butter, too, just like you have a thick layer of meat. I'm telling you. It's great.
All right. So, speaking of peanut butter, let's talk about the Bears and Packers. Fluffer butter, yeah. So,
hey, that shit was like crack, man.
No,
you can't put that on a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and it like you're gonna get diabetes from that. That marshmallow fluff, and peanut butter and jelly, like that's too much.
Get diabetes.
That's what you give to somebody's kids. Immediately, like, here, eat this, and then they go and have a. Lose it all over somebody else's house, but anyway,
that's funny. Jesus Christ! Oh man. Anyway, the rankings. Of course, this is from last year. Aaron Rodgers was with the team. That's why they ranked so damn high in offense. This year, I still don't think he's coming back, but we'll see what happens.
The July 2nd is the date where he has to. His earliest point where he can do something or not.
Yep.
So
the defense.
So is it after July 2nd he can't opt out or he can opt out?
After July 2nd. And okay. It's crazy. So that's why I wonder what I mean. Can Aaron Rodgers be bold enough to not do that, to not opt out and still go ahead and say, I'm still not playing this season?
Yes.
Can he really do that?
Yes. It's been done before.
He would lose more money than if he did that.
But that's okay. He has enough. He has enough money.
Nobody's sitting there saying, oh, I don't need that $17 million they was going to give me.
I mean, didn't Brian mention on Sunday that he was going to get his roster bonus?
Right. If he did it before. Before the second.
Right.
Yep. So what it is though, he has to do it before the second, and then he gets everything. He doesn't lose anything financially and lose the year. So he only have 1 year left on his contract. So he easily could be traded. He could demand a trade. All type of stuff could go well with that. But
It depends on how much he wants to play football this year.
He has to tell you exactly. He has to tell you July 2nd that I don't want to play at all this entire year. And that's a hard thing for – if you know anything about football players want to play football.
Yep.
That's just the facts. It don't matter if it's Aaron Rodgers. It don't matter if it's Mitch Trubisky. It don't matter if it's me and Marvin. You know,
first off, hold on.
Players want to play.
One of those guys isn't a football player, and I feel like right. You need to leave him out of it.
Oh, man. Now that we got Justin Fields, we no longer talk about Mr. Trubisky. I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah. football players want to play football. It's hard for them to tell you on July 2nd before training camp, before any of this stuff, the start of the season, I'm not playing. Because I know what he's hoping. He's hoping they get traded.
And that's
Packers ain't trade him. That's just what it is.
Yeah, that's too much money there. So the impact players, actually, this setup was from Marvin's way back when in week whatever. So
five?
It was like five or something. But everything is identical. So we got Khalil Mack, Justin Fields, and David Montgomery. I think it's more impacted now with Justin Fields now than
in 14, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now this is either he's going to be playing or ready to play.
100% he's going to be playing by now. So, we said last week. Yeah. He's not going he's not getting past the bye week.
The bye week.
The only way he gets past the bye week is if the Bears are 9-1.
It's the only way.
Right.
And Andy Dalton's got like 30 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Oh, even then, they might be like, let's trade Andy Dalton because Justin Fields is going to play. That's very slim to none that he's going to not be playing by then.
Crazy. Then who would be your backup?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Yeah. And whoever that guy is on the practice squad that they hired again. It's been on the practice squad for like 5-6 years.
Eight years.
But he's ready to go. He's going to be tired of the practice squad. So the key matchups for this game, same thing. Khalil Mack versus David. How do you guys say? Bakhtiari?
Bakhtiari. Hey, and as much as I don't like the Packers, and I really don't like him because he be whining and stuff, I approve of his beer drinking.
It was pretty good.
He's a pretty good beer chugger, and I'm for that. I'm gonna have toast to him next show next Tuesday. I'm gonna have to chug a beer.
He did that at a basketball game or something.
At the Bucks game,
Bucks game
last round.
That was crazy. And then of course the Bears secondary versus the Packers QB. Whichever QB it is, I strongly think it's Love because I think Aaron Rodgers is a prima donna, and he's gonna be like making sure he doesn't blink first. And is it going to hurt him? Yeah.
I think you're speaking with your heart and not your head. Aaron Rodgers is going to play.
Here's the bottom line for me about this thing, about the prima donna thing. Okay. I feel like people expect players to have loyalty to their teams because they played there for a long time. Mm-hmm. They don't hold the franchises up to the same thing. That's the way it is. They'll cut the Patriots let Tom Brady go. What? And then
we let Brian Urlacher go. You know, I'm like, this is about how important they are to you.
Right. So you can't expect that loyalty from someone from an individual person who doesn't have $300 billion or whatever the hell that these owners have or whatever, to have some type of more loyalty that the teams make. Because when a team cuts somebody, it's business. But now when I'm trying to do something, it's not business anymore. Now I'm a prima donna. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers doesn't do stuff like that. Whenever he gets in these winning situations, the person wants to make more money or whatever it is that they feel, he's taking care of Aaron Rodgers' business right now.
Right.
That's his thing. And it's no different from what the Packers are doing. It's no different than what anything doing. The Houston Texans are about to get rid of, their quarterback or whatever, Watson, all this stuff.
John Watson.
The business decision. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. But, it's got to go both ways. You can't have this one-sided. one-sided relationship. And I feel like that's what fans do a lot of times to players. And we got to – I've done it before. Be like, hey, man, get your ass on the field. You know,
I think about, well, I got to take care of my family. This is a business on my side. I only have 10 – you have 3 to 12 years, really, to get your money. Because after that, your shit's over. And then you have to – your whole rest of your life in front of you. Yeah.
You got
to
own some Wendy's or something.
You better call me for a COVID deal. Call me. But I'm just saying, you know what? When a teammate does this, I look at their team. I look at how the receiver talks about the quarterback, how their left tackle talks about the quarterback. And you know what? They all love Aaron Rodgers. They didn't say, hey, I got to do my job. But I understand him doing that. They have no hard feelings for him. That means a lot. That shows that he's a pretty good teammate to them. That means they like the guy. You know, that says enough for me to say, all right, well, you know, Aaron Rodgers is doing his thing. That's fine. You know,
all right. So I really hope he doesn't come back. But
yeah,
listening to you guys. I also hope. Yeah.
I also hope.
Chicago Bears hope.
We all hope. I will be willing to help him. Like, if you want to stay out the line, sit out, I'll give you some of my money.
Right. That's funny.
Slides a $1 bill across the table.
Here's a dollar. Here's 2 bits.
Right there. So, even though, you know, I actually did not fix this. This is incorrect. It should have been swapped. Oh, here we go. There you go, Kramer. Free and Brian. Free Cora's Burger coupon.
There I can go. Do that. I could do it for 4 of them. 4 free Coles burgers.
Wow.
Come on, Aaron.
So I have the Bears winning 28-21. Still, same situation with the DBs. They have Adams. Yes, even though if Love throws a ball, if Aaron Rodgers is there, it's going to be way different outcome.
This is the game that I picked them to lose in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. In December, more than likely December. Yeah, this is the beginning of December.
Yeah,
14 is so.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm. That's it's just not a great place to play.
No,
you know, and then especially if Rodgers plays, I'm fine with them even losing this game. I don't have a problem with it.
So yeah, that's that one. So
I won't say anything positive about the Packers. So I won't say nothing at all.
Hey, guy who was talking about us, talking about Wisconsin teams, your stadium is shitty. Everybody knows it. Nobody, you guys have regular bleacher seats like it's a high school game. You guys suck. Your seats suck. Your stadium sucks. Green Bay is not a real place. People in Wisconsin don't like to go to Green Bay. It's like they put a stadium in the middle of a college town. Ain't shit to do in Green Bay. F Green Bay. Your stadium is trash.
Okay, that's a PSA announcement from Marvin. I like that.
I appreciate your cheese.
The Week 15, Vikings and Bears. I think this is going to be a really good matchup because each team has their strengths and weaknesses. So let's jump into it.
And there was a Minnesota fan talking shit about us, talking about Kirk Cousins. What are you talking about?
We don't know. Look, you know I know mediocre quarterbacks. My entire life, all 36 years of my life, I've seen mediocre quarterbacks. I know what a mediocre quarterback looks like. Kirk Cousins is a mediocre quarterback. Matter of fact, he is the mediocre quarterback.
Right.
When you look up mediocre quarterback in definition, the fucking encyclopedia, it's a picture of him. Like
Kirk Cousins.
You like that? You Someone like that? No. No, I don't. No one likes that. What are you talking about? Like, dude, yeah. You are so mediocre. He is the prime meridian. That's what he is. Everyone that's better than him is actually good. Everyone that's bad than him is terrible. That's just what he is. You know? Here's the truth is, he's actually below Jay Cutler. So I was going to say that too.
I don't have a problem with saying that. Jay Cutler was a good kid. Corey, he didn't give a damn about anything. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
That's okay.
With all that said, Minnesota's gonna have a good year this year. Minnesota's still gonna have a good year this year. You don't need a quarterback in Minnesota when you have the second best running back in the NFL.
And you picked up the generational tackles that you did.
And you got good two good wide receivers. So
yeah.
Yeah. So they're don't forget they're also DBs.
Yeah, they have
three of them, yeah.
They should be better than they are, but they're also the Minnesota Vikings. So, you know,
Minnesota Vikings are the only team that's like 2 + 2 = 1. Like, how's that? It just doesn't add up. I got a good offense and a good defense, and I still only get half a win.
So I guess Kirk Cousins and crew were 16th overall last year. And that's not bad.
Hey, wait. Here's a question. How many teams are in the NFL?
32.
Look at that. Case.
That's what he is. He's the primary idiot. That's what he is. Come on. Oh, definition.
Oh, wow. Look at that. You connected the dots there. That's awesome. Oh, okay. Love it. So I believe their defense is going to go up because 30th in defense, that's not going to be that this year.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
No, because they have a stellar defense. They picked up a lot of good people. Exactly. So that's going to be good. Special teams, well, it is what it is with that. So the impact players, I always saw Devin Cook, JJ, and their DBs, especially their DBs. Nothing wrong with Cook and JJ, but you know what? Honestly, you can't pass the ball if you got a stud defensive backfield. It's going to be extremely hard. You know, the quarterback rating on any quarterback going against his defense passing the ball is going to go down. You know, so Kramer says, Hayden Magnum commentated on Sunday. Bears fans are talking smack about Kirk. Have you all seen your QBs?
Yeah. We know mediocre. That's we how know we terrible. Know. That's mm-hmm. how we can identify. Magnum, we know. We understand. We identify. We understand.
That's you can have.
Okay. On with the show.
You Hidden Magnum, you know Kirk Cousins is a trash. You know he is. You know he was looking at that draft. Let me get Mac Jones.
That'd I know that's, y'all. You were mad yourself. You were like, man, I want to get wait a minute. You got Justin Fields? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That was a salty comment. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, they should be happy though. They got Mond, right? I mean, in the third round, he was still there.
Yeah, that's such a Bears pick. Trust me, you know.
Very much it a Bears is. Pick.
But, Vikings mad said, that we robbed them from Fields.
Yeah? Fields, exactly.
100%. So, as my man Chef would say, you can suck on these chocolate salty balls. I don't care about your comments. You know Kirk Cousins is bad. Everyone knows that he's the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay? Stop being salty. Deal with it. Everybody but the Packers in the division has had, you know, and even the Lions. Everybody but the Packers and Lions have had bad. Both of us, we in the same boat of having mediocre quarterbacks.
No, I mean, they've had some good quarterbacks. They just haven't won. I mean, Dante Culpepper for the first couple of years was really good.
How long ago was that?
20-some years.
Dante Culpepper was in Madden 99, man. What are you talking about? That was 1 year.
Randall Cunningham.
No, that was before Dante Culpepper. That was
before. Randall Cunningham.
I'm talking from early
2000s.
From Dante Culpepper to Kirk Cousins, who were their quarterbacks?
Brett Favre and Bridgewater and Garbage.
Mr. Stanky Leg?
Yeah. Bridgewater. So, I mean, they made it to the NFC Championship game, right? When they somehow lost the game. I mean, you guys have done exactly what we've done, not win.
Yeah, so that's how we say,
right?
So, like I was saying, I think any quarterback going against his defensive backfield, their QBR is going to drop. As far as the impact players for the Bears, Justin Fields, because he has to go against those DBs, the front seven of of the Bears D9 defensive side. That's going to be key to try to keep in Cook. Good luck with that. Montgomery and Adam Robinson. So Robinson and Montgomery, you know, Montgomery's going to run more. But Robinson, he's going to be the number one receiver unless at this point in time Mooney steps up. Or who's the other guy? Oh, no, the other guy, Daz.
Daz Newsome.
Yeah.
He's still injured. I mean, that to say he's going to be the third one, that's a lot. I mean, right. Anthony Miller's still around.
Yeah, that's right. Anthony Miller.
By the coaches. That's the funniest shit ever. They're like, yeah, we really don't need you, fam. Like, oh,
shit. I don't know. I think Riley Ridley might have an opportunity still. You know?
Maybe.
I mean, he has all the talent. So, I mean, we just got to see what he can do to put together.
Yeah. You know,
I believe this matchup, the Bears do pretty good against Dalvin Cook every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Kirk Cousins does good. I mean, JJ's is a really good.
Let's say this. Roquan does really good against Dalvin Cook every year.
That's
very I'm gonna true. I'm going to go back and look at those stats. And, you know, he's making the tackles on those runs, you know, and he's getting back there and stopping
them. Dalvin Cook, with, you know, you see the defensive line is in the backfield with him as he's getting the ball every single time. And what they did is Minnesota upgraded their offensive line.
With
so I would like to see
kid, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm interested like in seeing.
That's who the Raiders should have picked, and they picked Leatherwood.
Leatherwood. Yeah. So I'm interested to see how the game goes. I think Minnesota is right there with the Bears. I think the Bears are a couple of games better than they are. But I think they're still good. It's a good team. You know, and it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Right. So, let's see. Defense, Smith. What was I looking up? Picks. Something up against Cook.
No. Or... Correction, it was Darisaw. I meant to say, not the kid from Northwestern. Darisaw, I liked. He's a good tackle. He's gonna be good for a while.
Overall, Minnesota had an A-minus draft. So, I mean, they did well. You know, and they actually picked up another couple of cornerbacks. I mean, they already had them free agency, and they picked up more. I mean, they've done really well. So, you got to see if it actually works. And eventually, Kirk Cousins won't just be the primary. He also will be getting old.
Right.
So
he's old now.
And I want to see what happens when he's on the other end, on the other side of the mountain with him, with his talent or lack thereof. What happens? When
somebody else moves into being the primary for the league? Who's up next to be the – who's up next for the being the primary?
That's a good question.
You want to know who a name I'm going to say?
Who? I want to know.
David Carr.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm talking about the next Prime Meridian. He's pretty good. He needs to do something. You need to do better. David Carr.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Man.
That is pretty good.
Because you know what's gonna happen? They're about to be done with him too. If they don't do good, they're gonna be looking like who's out there? If they don't have Foles. A better year this year,
they've been looking. Hey, Foles is gonna be a Jet somehow. I feel like he's gonna be a Jet.
It feels like it just through the law of the NFL. Yeah, so you've been on seven teams already and retire as a Jet. There you go.
Hey, here you go. We're gonna put you with the Jets.
So, key matchups is Bears online. So help out Montgomery. And the Bears secondary, we need a prayer because they're going against JJ. And don't forget, they also have
D-Lin. So good. What team is that passed on him and DK Metcalf? Who was that?
Everybody, because then DK Metcalf was a third rounder.
No, right. But somebody had there was a team that had the same pick. They could have picked JJ
before, and then
the previous year. They could have picked DK Metcalf and they didn't. I can't remember who it was, but they look stupid.
Yeah,
they could have just had both those guys just with drafts, just with not trading anything. Just hey, we used our picks and they picked some bum. I can't remember. He's not even like doing anything, but I had to look that up so we can laugh at them.
I'm looking that up now.
So I'm gonna say we got predictions. I see the Bears' offense being good by then. I think the Bears' defense still would be better than Vikings' defense, no matter what. And special teams is a toss-up, but yeah, we could win the game. Yeah,
yeah. That's why it's gonna be interesting. Let's see. See now you got me thinking, man. So.
Oh, so it was the Eagles. The Eagles.
The team with no receivers.
Passed on Justin Jefferson for Jalen Reagor. And they selected J.J. Arcega-Whiteside instead of D.K. Metcalf the previous year. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. That's what you get for the Duncan, the double doink. That's what you get for that shit.
Right.
Right there.
Oh, man. Do you remember we went to that game, man? Oh, that was such a bad day. We were doing so good. And
dude, he hit the first one. We were like, yeah. And they were like, timeout was like, shit. And he barely like pushed through the he was like, eh. He just kicked it through the uprights. And the next time he actually kicked it, and we were like, fuck, this doesn't look good. And the whole stadium just kind of just is so quiet. They were like, what the fuck?
Man,
it's in my nightmares sometimes. And then we had to ride back on the train.
Mm-hmm.
He's left. He had to ride back on the train, and this kid was in his Eagles jersey right in front of us, right in front of me and Marvin. We're like, you just jump him.
Probably wasn't a kid. I knew a couple of Eagles fans.
Yeah, he was a good kid.
I have a theory about why my computer keeps cutting off. I'm holding my iPad in my lap, and like there's a magnet to keep the cover closed, and I think the magnet is like interfering with the computer. And it's like, hey, what the fuck is that? So,
all right, I got you.
Magnets do shit, right?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm okay. So yeah, that's what happened. Wow.
So wow, that game I remembered. I wasn't sitting. So, I couldn't sit. I was up standing and I doinked and then went down and hit the other doink. And for a fucking split second, sorry for the language, but for a split second, I thought it went in. Yeah. Then they showed replays and then I see the refs waving it off. I'm like,
you know, the worst part about the night for us. So it's me, Brian, and two of our other African-American friends, right? We take the train down there. And there's this little white kid, like he had to be 14. And he's with his mom, with his Eagles. He's talking shit to us before the game. So we lose. We get back on that train with this little 14-year-old white kid. And he's talking more shit. His mom's like, nah, be quiet. I was like, yeah, you might want to listen to your mama. This is, you're not from here. This is not the thing for you to do, pimp. Luke, you had to wait for the train. This little bastard sitting there smiling and shit. Oh man, that was the. I don't believe in violence against people, but like, I wanted it that night. I was like, man, that's terrible. That's why Philly fans be fighting all the time because be talking mad shit. We should have whooped that little kid's ass. But
no, it's so funny because on the way there, I asked him. I was like, why you got a Philly jersey? He was like, I like green. I like birds. Why the fuck are you watching this game? It should be like a level. It should be a test. Do you deserve to be in this game? Do you deserve to watch this game?
Right.
Hell no, you don't deserve to watch this damn game. Get out. Give someone else a ticket.
Right. But yeah.
That's funny.
So question. After this game, what record would the Bears have, do you think?
I think at week 15, it's week 14 and 15, so they would have played 14 games.
Mm-hmm. Right, 15, yeah. So the only games remaining is Seattle, Giants, and Minnesota again.
14.
So
I think they would be 9-5. 9-5.
Yeah. I think I have 8-6, but yeah.
overall, I'm thinking 10-7. But at this point, at this point, it'd be 7-7.
Because they're gonna go 3 in a row.
Yeah, at Seattle, here at the Giants, and at Minnesota.
Oh, fuck the Giants.
That's what I'm saying.
But at Seattle might be a little tough, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it might be tough, but they could be hurt. They're one dimensional. Once you get that, then it's pretty.
That one dimension is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. We need the right recipe. That's all it is.
And that dimension is that they're good at is the thing we're not good at. Yeah. So
Russell Wilson throwing the ball through the air. That's
So. You know,
so
we'll see.
We will see. So, speaking about seeing, caught me off guard there, buddy. Let's see. So, today's was week
14, 15.
Yeah, so this is week 14, 15 for the Panda Grizzly. But then what do we have for tomorrow? We have the Dynasty Pylon. What are they doing?
So tomorrow, the Dynasty Pylon, they're going to be talking about the AFC West. I believe Martin's coming back from that, from the servicing. So,
Martin.
Right. And on Thursday, we're going to be talking about Loki, the fourth episode of Loki.
Oh, man.
Gosh, I can't wait. I'm so excited because Kang the Conqueror is happening. This happened.
Yeah. There's like after this, there's two more because it goes up to six. So we'll see. We'll see when he's gonna come out.
This episode.
On Sunday, the morning spike. I'm sorry, guys. Real quick, the Dynasty Pylon has Martin and Mark. They're gonna talk about the all IDP stuff and the Dynasty fantasies draft. DWJBBF. That's with Kramer, myself, and I believe Marvin and Brian will be talking about everything and anything almost. But we're talking about actually Marvel. So we're talking about Loki on that one. So all you guys who have not seen Loki, I don't know what you're waiting for. Put it on your phone, watch it, then join us and discuss it with us. It's going to be cool and awesome. On Sunday, the morning spike with Kramer, myself, Marvin, Mark. I'm sorry, not Mark. Martin, Ryan. We're going to talk about the NFC South. I think I'm going to play hooky because we are planning to go somewhere this weekend for the 4th. So I don't know how that's going to work out. And on Spoiler Kings, the Tomorrow War. Try to say that three times fast.
Hey, I think that looks pretty good.
That's what
Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
they come in and say, "Hey, 20 years in the future, we'll find this world. We need your help." He's like, "Shit, I'm ready. Let's go."
Shit, I'm ready. Let's go.
What's his name in Avengers? Chris Pratt.
Quill or Quinn?
Quill, there you Peter Quill.
No, what's his?
Star-Lord.
Guy who fucked it up for everybody? Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, him. That's what he is.
Star-Lord, yeah.
Like, what the fuck you doing, dude? Star-Lord. Who?
Okay, so, Dominic.
What up?
How you doing, man? We're all talking about the Chicago Bears. This is the Panda and Grizzly show.
Well, now we're just talking shit. So
now we're just talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's what we do now.
Yeah. So we're talking about Chicago Bears. Thank you, Tank Kramer, for covering that while I was reading that.
Hey, you should go to our YouTube page and subscribe.
Yes,
and
sir.
Watch the show where we talk about the Bears. Yes, and tune in tomorrow to Dynasty Pylon.
Yep.
And Thursday for us, you know what we're doing.
We're talking about Loki. Yep.
And then Sunday, when we come in Sunday on the 4th of July, we're going to talk about all the stuff that happened for the July 2nd and see if Aaron Rodgers finally opted out. That's the hope. Aaron Rodgers opt out. Please.
There's going to be an Independence Day party for the NFC North from Aaron Rodgers if he opted out.
Oh, my
that's what it's going to be about that day.
Everybody's gonna be celebrating. Can you imagine? Even Detroit Lions fans can be like, "We got a chance too." No, you don't.
Go back down there in the basement, please.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for watching us. Hit subscribe. Tell your family, friends.
Yeah. No more happy Rogers Day. That's
no more Rogers
Day. They'll be like, happy, whatever. What is it? July 4th of July. They'll be like, no. Happy no more Rogers Day. Yes. He's out.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I had someone thought that Cinco de Mayo came after July 4th. He said, yeah, isn't July 5th Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo?
I'm like, what? Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. You guys said it. Like, he pointed at me. You guys.
What you mean, you people?
Well, it's funny you say that because the dude who's telling me this, he was black. So I'm like, what do you mean, you guys?
You know that doesn't apply to black people saying that.
I know. So. But I corrected him. I'm like, Cinco de Mayo means May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
So he's like, "Oh man, I don't know that shit." I'm like, all right.
"That's at least he was honest."
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, hit subscribe button, follow us.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Rogers Day. No more Rogers Day. This is the Panda and Grizzly Show. Have a great run, guys.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Fuck Rogers.
Wow. Oh, wait. Before I end it, Karen put that with touchdowns and all that good stuff. All right, guys. Have a good one.
I got to start all over again. We the Bears, monsters of the midway. Knocking teams out every Sunday. Fire in our eyes, can't stop our drive. Hit so hard, remind you of 85. We the Bears, monsters of the midway. Knocking teams out every Sunday. Fire in our eyes, can't stop our drive. It's so